It was during these days that Schweik went to visit his old charwoman, Mrs. Muller. In his apartment, Schweik found her cousin, who told him in tears that Mrs. Muller had been arrested the very evening she'd pushed Schweik off to the war in the wheelchair. They'd court-martialed the old lady and, finding no evidence against her, had carted her off to a concentration camp at Steinhof. Mrs. Muller's cousin was not to be comforted. Amid continuous lamentations, she finally expressed the fear that Schweik had deserted from the army and wanted to ruin her, too. So Schweik left and went to pay a visit to the chalice. When Mrs. Palivet saw him, she declared that she wouldn't serve him, as he'd probably deserted.
"My husband," she said, starting the same old gramophone record, "was so careful, and he's there locked up, poor dear, all for nothing. And people like you are free to roam about and desert from the army. They were looking for you here again only last week."
The conversation was overheard by an elderly man who came up to Schweik.
"Excuse me, sir, do you mind waiting for me outside? I've got something to talk to you about."
In the street, believing Schweik to be a deserter, he told him that he had a son who had deserted too and was living with his grandmother. Ignoring Schweik's assurances that he wasn't a deserter, he pressed a 20-crown piece into his hand.
"That's a bit of first aid," he said, dragging him into a wine bar at the corner.
Schweik returned late at night to the chaplain, who hadn't yet come home. He didn't come till next morning, when he woke Schweik up and said,
"Tomorrow we're going to celebrate a drumhead mass. You like rum? Why don't you make some grog?"
Before the ancient Phoenicians cut a prisoner's throat, they performed religious ceremonies. Before the Holy Inquisition burnt its victims, it performed a solemn high mass with singing. When criminals are executed, priests always...